Today's passage is Mark 2, 23-28. One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" In today's passage, Jesus and his disciples are going through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and they pluck heads of grain to eat. Likely they were on their way to somewhere and just wanted to get a few quick bites in, since they are going through the grain fields anyways. You can imagine that the disciples plucking some grain, putting it to their mouth, and enjoying the snack, and plucking some more, and then the Pharisees suddenly show up out of nowhere. It reminds me of when I'm driving and I feel like everything seems normal when out of nowhere a police car flashes its light behind me to pull over, even though I thought I was just driving and following the law. Anyways, the Pharisees catch the disciples and bring in accusatory question to Jesus. "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" If it sounds pretty ridiculous to you that the Pharisees would basically say, "Jesus, your disciples are breaking the law right now," that's because it was pretty ridiculous. The Pharisees are accusing the disciples of doing work on the Sabbath. This goes back to the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, the fourth one being, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." The commandment was to keep the Sabbath holy by not working on it, based on what God did in creation by creating everything in 6 days and resting on the seventh. The Pharisees, as they did with many of the commandments, wanted to follow them to a T, which in theory sounds good, but they did so to the extreme and beyond, where in this case, plucking some heads of grain to eat, in their view, was equal to harvesting, which was equal in their view to working on the Sabbath, and therefore breaking the law. We'll see more of this behavior tomorrow, where the Pharisees are bent on keeping the law, but they've actually skewed the law into something that isn't the same as the law that God gave. And in the end, they've lost sight of God because they've become so focused on their own interpretation of the law. Jesus responds in a similar way as yesterday's passage, where people were questioning his disciples for not fasting. And side note, it's interesting that Jesus got back-to-back questions about eating instead of fasting, and then here, the manner of which his disciples are eating. He responds with a question and then a mini explanation. His question back to the Pharisees is, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him?" Here he is referring to 1 Samuel 21, when David, while he was on the run from King Saul, came to the priest in a place called Nob, and he ate the bread of the presence, because there is no other bread on hand. As Jesus says, that bread was lawful only for the priest to eat, but David ate it, and he gave it to his men with him. Then Jesus makes the statement, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." I think Jesus is saying that when David ate the bread, despite it not being technically lawful, it was lawful in the sense that he and his men would not go hungry. And in a similar manner, God gave man the Sabbath not to restrict man to certain rules, but for his good. In other words, I think Jesus is saying, remember that God is looking out for his people by providing the Sabbath, by providing this day of rest and remembrance of him. And the Sabbath was not meant to rule over man. The focus of the Sabbath is to be with God, not man. The focus shouldn't be on man, and the focus shouldn't be on the Pharisees' righteousness. Again, we'll see this theme more tomorrow. The last phrase that we read is actually very important too. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Jesus, we just read, clarifies what the Sabbath is for, and then he goes a step further to clarify who he is. He refers to himself as the Son of Man, which is one of his favorite titles. Maybe for some confused first-time listeners of him, they'd be thinking, wait, who is the Son of Man? But most people who listen to Jesus would understand that Jesus is not so subtly saying that he is the Son of Man and he is the Lord even of the Sabbath, which means that he is God, God of the universe, because God, of course, is the creator of the Sabbath. If Jesus was prideful, he could have responded, you're asking me about the Sabbath? I'm the one who created the Sabbath. But thankfully, though he is God, he is also the most humble person ever. As we reflect on what we read, we don't have a Sabbath like what the Jews had in Jesus' time. But let's try to think of our equivalent of the Sabbath during the week. On Sundays, we regularly set apart a time to worship God together as a church. So let's think about our Sundays, or maybe another regular day of rest for you, where you try to take a Sabbath during the week. I doubt that we struggle with the same attitudes of the Pharisees, where we are on the lookout for people who do work on that day. But maybe a more relatable struggle is simply losing focus on the creator of our Sabbath, losing focus on God. Perhaps because of the busyness of serving, or because of different distractions, we have started to forget who it's all about. Let's even look back to this past Sunday, or again, another day where you set apart to rest during the week, and let's surrender what we did to God. Let's think it through with him. Let's ask if there's anything that he wants us to change in our actions or our approach. Let's pray that we'd experience more of Jesus, our Lord. And let's pray that we would find a true rest in him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this passage. And God, I pray that you would help us to see you as you are, God. You are Lord of the Sabbath, and God, you've given us Sabbath, you've given us creation to focus on you, God, and not to be bound by any specific rules. God, I pray that we would be able to experience more of you on our Sundays or on the Sabbaths we try to set during the week. I pray that you would speak to us, that we would experience more and more of you, experience the rest that you provide. And thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.